those are very genuine concerns, and I know I'm aware because I've been part of the team. The government is very much aware of those concerns, and we are trying as much as possible to address them. For example, today and tomorrow, we're going to have in all the 47 counties forums that are going to discuss free, fair, and peaceful general elections. And one of the things that is going to happen to those forums today and tomorrow is where members of each of the county will come together and say, these are the requirements that we need to make sure there's free and fair and peaceful general elections. Then those resolutions will then come to the national conference on that 30th and 31st in Nairobi. And from there, we will then now develop a national strategy to make sure that we have free, fair, and peaceful general elections. So yes, there is concern that we are preparing for it, because, and I know it because I've been a member of the team that has been preparing this county and national forum.
Professor Nzilando, some people say that these forums are in good order, but the outcome and the implementation thereof becomes problematic. How will mechanisms be put in place to ensure security measures are put in place?
I can assure you that this time it's different. And the reason why I tell you it's different is because there's a very clear now plan to hire more policemen before we go to general elections, about 7,000 of them, in addition to 7,000 that have just graduated, and in addition to the ones that are already serving. So this is not mere talk anymore, because as a country, we are determined to make sure that we don't go the direction we went in 2008. And if you read today's newspaper, today's Monday, you'll see a very clear statement from the president, where he says that he wants to leave a legacy of peace as we go to elections next year. So it's no more talk this time, because we want it to be different. Like, we keep on reminding Kenyans that for 20 years, every time we have elections, we always kill each other and also we kill our economy. We are determined next year to break that jinx. And that's why I'm telling you, it's not just mere talk. There will be action following those resolutions.
Professor, will your organization also embark on educating Kenyans about the need to comport themselves ahead of the election?
Absolutely, yes. And that is being done by both government and civil society to make sure that we don't go that direction. And also, for us as a commission, we've been very effective in reining people who are inciting each other on the basis of ethnicity, race, and religion. And in the next few coming days, you will see a number of ministers brought to court being charged on incitement. So that tells you we are following the law, but we're also doing civic education. Particularly, the one on the constitution, people can understand. We have a big national integrated civic education system that is being rolled in the entire country. And I know, I'm aware also, IBC and other civil society will also be conducting civic education to tell Kenyans the importance of having a free and fair general elections.